Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the conversation will make your mother sick. One couch and alcohol with three fat guys. We say mean and crazy things, and one of us is high. Wheelbarrow full of dicks. Wheelbarrow full of dicks, where the penis jokes come fast and thick. We've been getting away with this for far too long. Join us Monday nights on RadioFubar.com.
I bought a donut and they gave me a receipt for the donut. I don't need a receipt for a donut. I'll just give you the money. You give me the donut. And the transaction. We don't need to bring ink and paper into this. I just cannot imagine a scenario where I'd have to prove that I bought a donut. Some skeptical friend, don't even act like I didn't get that donut. I got the documentation right here. Oh wait, it's back home in the fire, under D.
Welcome to the now world-famous Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. Now that we've established ourselves and garnered a certain amount of fame, I don't want anyone to treat us any different. Look, we're the same guys. Fame hasn't, you know, gotten to our heads. You know, I'm the same old Mike, guys. You don't need to treat me any different.
We got fame.
What is this fame you speak of, Michael?
We were featured, of course, on the Succotash comedy podcast about comedy podcasts.
And he's a popular guy?
Apparently, yes. Yes. And we were featured on said program. So, all our new listeners, I'm sure there's plenty of them out there. You know, thank you for joining us. I'm sure, you know, you're excited as we are to be broadcasting live to you from RadioFubar.com. You know, I'll give them a plug.
From Radio City, Mike Hall.
Yeah, yeah. So.
And if you are new to the program, Mike will give you a free T-shirt if you post a comment about our show on iTunes.
What if they're not positively. Apple fans?
Well, that's what we need. We need iTunes reviews.
Is that the important thing?
Yeah. So, you know, I don't want anybody to treat us any different. Maybe I should do away with that, since now the iTunes reviews are probably just going to streamline in with, you know, our newfound celebrity
all the
status.
Positive feedback.
Right. So,
still no one has taken me up on the free car offer.
No. It's been 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I had one inquiry.
But it wasn't a serious offer.
I'm excited to report that Napier called me around 5 o'clock today, and he said, Mike, I need you to give me 20 to 25 minutes for gun talk today. And I was pretty excited. Napier brought notes.
Brought notes, yes.
Napier, this is episode 78, 79, I believe. And this is the first time in 79 episodes.
No, I used to bring things, like when we first started. Then I stopped that.
I must not remember that.
It was so long ago.
It was so long ago.
But finally, after 78 episodes, we've gotten our just due.
Conquered the mountain.
And yeah.
We've scaled Everest.
So, I mean, do you want
to... I'm just enchanted to be here.
Enchanted?
Yes, enchanted.
Should we do introductions?
Oh, joining us this week, our special guest star, Drunkard STL on the Twitters. Also, Paul is here, and my large and in charge friend, Mr. Mike Napier. And Napier wants to talk to you about guns.
Go.
But time first, Drunk wants to give out the call-in number to call the show. Go ahead.
Thank you for your participation in the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. To get a hold of the program, you can call 309-740-1430 or contact us on Skype at WFO Dicks. Thank you.
And if you call in, I can guarantee you that I will be at least a little bit douchey to you.
Just guaranteed.
At some level, there'll be some sort of backhanded slight to you. Yes.
For simply just calling in.
You know, full on berating you live on the phone.
And Mr. Producer asked a good question. I'll go ahead and address it. Drunk is not a co-host. Drunk is a special guest star. Because I want to leave my options open that if a better co-host comes along, I can tell Drunk just not to come.
Piss off.
So that answers that. Napier, I give the floor to you, my friend. What's on your mind?
Okay, so in case anybody is actually...
Your notes are turned around back.
Oh, that's okay.
Let me straighten those out for you, buddy.
Thank you, sir. In case anybody wants to call in, you can comment about guns, too. We can all comment about guns. Do you not like guns? Well, call in. Who cares? So, here we go. Why the hell not? And this is open to the other people of the podcast. You can make comments, too.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for giving us that option.
Well, you were looking at me.
I'm glad we didn't change the format of the show for this one, segment here.
Well, Mike was looking at me funny like he was scared for a second. Don't be scared.
I'm not.
You didn't bring any guns, did you?
I was thinking about bringing a prop.
Okay.
But I'm sure Mike wouldn't have appreciated that.
I got a BB gun if I'm going to go get it.
Well, that's not...
If you got to, like, point it at me and stuff. Just...
I'm not going to...
You're stalling. I got an over and under here on how long this will take.
Well, did you have something else planned?
No, you go ahead.
It has to be unbiased. Just go.
Go. I'm opening a beer. I'm sitting back. Let's rock.
Okay, excellent. Let's go into assault rifles. Now, has anybody here actually seen the Piers Morgan interviews with all the other jackasses that he gets on there?
No.
Negative.
You didn't see the Alex Jones interview where the dude was like flipping his tits?
Who the hell is Piers Morgan?
He's a guy on CNN that took over for Larry King, and then Larry King called him a bitch, and then Piers Morgan did a yawn at him.
Is this that British fella? Was he on America's Got Talent or something?
I think he was.
Yeah, he might have been.
They gave him a show?
Yeah, they gave him a show. He took over for Larry King.
Oh, neat. Okay.
Yeah, Alex Jones is, he's batshit crazy. But at the same time,
he's the one that thought Obama shot up the people in the theater, right?
I didn't hear anything about that.
Didn't you think Obama was behind that?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. Continue.
I hope he doesn't think that. That's fucked up.
Well, the government is behind everything. The government was behind Sandy Hook. They were behind 9/11.
Yeah, did you hear about that guy who thought that Sandy Hook was done by the Obama administration?
Well, they're all the government.
Oh, of course.
People have seen too many damn movies, I think. I'm sorry, continue.
So Piers Morgan started... He starts these shows... This entire time, he's been doing pretty much nothing but guns since Sandy Hook, and because... Alex Jones got him people, you know, watching his damn show because nobody was watching before.
Yeah.
So he now goes off on gun shit. So this is basically shit about Piers Morgan and how he's a jackass. So every time he goes, oh, why do you need an assault rifle? Well, mine's my home defense gun. That's why I need it. A shotgun doesn't do the same damn thing. And you've seen my house. It's not a long house. Those little bullets aren't going anywhere. So I need something that'll actually be effective in a tiny-ass little environment.
If you shoot off an assault rifle in your house, won't your house be ruined?
No.
Won't there be a lot of gunshots and whatnot?
No, it's not a machine gun.
How do you clean that up?
You gotta spackle.
Get a lot of spackle.
See, I think a shotgun would be more effective in a house, personally.
No, if you miss with a shotgun, that's a long miss.
The only input I have on this is from playing Doom and Halo and stuff, and I know that if you're close.
Didn't you go shooting with me to the little range?
I went one time, yeah. It was fun. But, as far as home defense, I think that if you're close up, you want a shotgun because I play Halo, and that's the only thing I know. Well, I'm sorry. I'm interrupting.
No. You can interrupt. It's okay.
You
interrupt me all the time anyway.
Did you win the over yet?
Not yet.
So I need to quit stalling. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So with the assault rifles, they're not really assault rifles. They're just modern sporting guns. An assault rifle has a selector on it. You can go from safe to semi-auto to, full auto. That's what an assault rifle is.
Isn't full auto illegal?
Yeah, full auto is illegal. Well, it's not illegal. But you can't just make your gun full auto because you're so damn awesome. So yeah, you can't do that. These things are just semi-automatic rifles. They're not powerful by any means. And there was a point in time in Missouri, not too damn long ago, you couldn't even hunt with these things because they weren't powerful enough to kill deer. The people who were in charge of, the game program here, they said that round isn't powerful enough for deer. You can't hunt with it. It's not powerful. It's a tiny little 22 bullet. And sure, it'll take care of some people. So yeah, That's one of the things about the assault rifles.
What'd you do to your screen, man?
I broke it.
Oh,
that's
a bummer.
Why you keep stalling here?
I'm sorry.
You got attention deficit disorder, sir.
I do, big time.
So, that's why you need them, or at least why I need them. Because they're my home defense gun, and I have a shotgun. My shotgun's too fucking big for my house.
See, I don't have any guns here, but I figure I would do some kind of home alone shit. I would put like a bucket of water or something above the door so that if robbers came in, they would tip the bucket.
Like Home Alone style?
Don't you have to keep your door open for that?
Yeah. No, you tip it when they open the door.
Yeah, but doesn't it rest on the door?
Or maybe there would be a string tied to the door handle and it would pull the lever on some kind of elaborate Pee Wee Herman type thing. See, they need to let me know in advance that they're coming.
And have the marbles on the floor?
I mean, if it's, sudden and I don't know they're coming, I'm fucked. But if I have some time to prepare...
Well, how much time would you need?
I would say a good half hour to 45 minutes. I could probably put a couple of fun things together.
Would you put the paint cans at the top of the steps?
Paint cans, that's good. And then I swing them at them when they come in the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my home defense. I have lots of paint cans because I recently painted, and I'd say a lot of the cans are like half full. So, it's not as good as being all the way full, but I think that it would do some damage if I swung it fast enough and hit them in the face.
Well, at the same time, you don't even have a stick in this room big enough to, beat somebody off with.
he's got these huge sticks attached to his torso.
Beat somebody off. I'm sorry. So, continue on what you were saying.
Okay.
You have home defense. I have my home defense. We'll agree to disagree.
Well, it's not an agreeable or disagreeable issue. You
must agree, goddammit.
It's not really a point of contest.
We just have different ways of defending our home.
I think you have a bigger home than I do anyway.
I would defend my home in a more fun, entertaining way. I mean, you're all morbid and stuff. My way would be kind of fun. I think the robbers would even, kind of appreciate it a little bit. Be like, ha, this guy's quite a card.
Yeah, but what if they shot you in the face?
That would be a bummer.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be unfortunate.
I think Paul ops melee weapons.
Yeah, we just have a variety of bludgeons in our home.
What kind of bludgeons?
Oh, we've got a collapsible asp. Police baton. We've got a
You finally got your police baton?
Yes.
You did?
Yeah, actually my brother got one.
Oh.
I got a nightstick or a side handle baton.
But you can't carry that around?
No. Okay. I can carry the side handle baton around.
He has a practice katana that could do some damage.
Is it a fake katana?
No, it's like a wood. Legit practice katana, but it's made of wood.
Oh, it's one of those kendo swords, whatever the hell they are.
Yes, exactly. And then we've got a tomahawk. We got, you know, many hand-to-hand combat weapons. As long as they don't have a gun, we'll be all right.
Did you see the story about the dude at White Castle that was shot trying to rob the place with a BB gun?
No.
Yeah, a cop shot him. He wouldn't drop his BB gun. Why wouldn't you drop your BB gun? I mean, wouldn't you think that, you know, you'd have confidence in your gun and that's why you're holding on to it?
Shoot,
I mean, if somebody's pointing real guns at you, wouldn't you say, all right, obviously I'm not going to shoot you with this fake gun. And it was apparently the second time he did it. So he robbed them once successfully and thought, you know what? I should rob the exact same White Castle the exact same way again. And it didn't work out, and a cop shot him. Which is kind of a bummer.
Well, not really. It's kind of funny, actually.
Yeah. What, didn't you say that Missouri, you have to leave if somebody comes in?
No.
That's what you said. You said that if somebody comes in my house, I have to leave.
No, in some states you do. Not Missouri.
Oh. I have to sit outside and wait for him to leave. You're like, all right, guys, just let me know when you're done.
Yeah, in some states you have a duty to retreat. And if they don't let you retreat, then you're allowed to defend yourself.
What if they let you?
Who would ever admit to that? Who would say, yeah, they were going to let me go, but I mean, I'm sorry, we're all talking at once. Napier was talking about guns.
That's part of the allure of the show.
We need to quit interrupting. Go ahead, Napes.
Okay, so yes, in some states, mostly northeastern, from what I understand, you have a duty to leave, and if the guy doesn't let you leave your own home, then you can defend yourself. You can't just defend your home.
But I'm saying, if he's dead, how would you ever say he was gonna let me leave?
Well, some people might slip up and say, yeah, I found this dude in my house and I shot him.
Oh.
Then, you know.
So that would be a stupid thing to say.
That would be a very stupid thing to say.
Okay.
Except for Missouri. Missouri, you can say, I found this dude in my house, I shot him.
Okay.
And the cops go, all right.
Could you shoot somebody in your front yard and then bring them in your house?
I don't think you'd get away with that.
Could you invite a friend over that you don't like very much and shoot him?
That would be kind of hard. Like, I think you could do that, but I don't think you'd get away
because
with it.
Because he's your friend?
Yeah, more than likely.
They'd people say, wait, that's your friend.
Yeah, more than likely they
what
would
if
say,
you only knew each other over the internet?
More like some douchebag I know.
What you have to do is tell him to come over in, like, a ski mask. Be like, hey, bring a knife, bring your ski mask, come over to my house, we're going to go do some crazy shit.
Look, man, if the door's locked, just you know, break a window or something.
Yeah, just break the window. I'll be waiting for you, no problem. Then shoot him in the face.
Yeah, that would be... You would have to get your friend to do something stupid along those lines in order to actually pull it off. I mean, if the guy just comes into the house and then you shoot him, there's going to be questions. Hey, why isn't the door broken in? Why there's no forced entry? Why is this dude who's never had any criminal record just wandering inside your house? Why were you Facebook friends 2 days ago?
Especially now that you have mentioned it on a world-renowned podcast.
Yeah, so don't... You
yeah,
can't do
I mean,
that.
Not we got to really be careful about what we say now that we're famous.
Right.
In lieu of a t-shirt, if you would like an autographed photo instead of a t-shirt, that's also available.
We don't have any photos.
Well, I guess if somebody wants one, we'll have to...
We don't have any pictures of all of us together, do we?
No. We need to with our shirts off.
Well, when were we going to take our shirts off? Now we're getting...
I guess now.
I don't agree to that.
Okay.
My nipples will get hard.
Is a taser an unacceptable form of home defense?
I wouldn't use it for home defense, but if, like, you're walking around... I don't even know if you need a concealed carry for a taser.
One of those shooting police tasers?
You might for that one.
I feel like we're stepping all over Napier. He had something very important to say.
Sorry.
He called me specifically to tell me.
Well, it's more entertaining than if everybody actually says stuff during.
Well, you go ahead, buddy.
Next topic. Well, same topic, but second subject.
Okay, second subject, we're going into the magazines. Right now you can get a magazine that holds unlimited amount of rounds, completely legal.
So you can get like one of those chain hunt with 100.
Yeah, the drums. You can get a drum.
Dope.
Yeah, you can get a 90 round thing for your AK.
What about the one you wear like a safety patrol belt? Like a Miss USA sash.
Oh, you know, they see those with the bullets? The links.
Like the grenade rounds in them?
Yeah. That's the kind that I would want. I would want like a belt that goes across me like a Miss USA sash.
That would be pretty BA. Yeah.
But most of the, you can get that, but most of the weapons that actually use those, you know, that you can't actually buy. Like it's incredibly hard to find something that'll actually shoot like that.
That's an unfortunate.
Yeah, that's an unfortunate. And the ones that you can get that actually use the links and the belts like that, they're normally around $2,000, like $1,500 to $2,000.
Oh, that ain't shit.
Yeah. It isn't shit if you've got, like, unlimited funds.
You've got a famous podcast.
Yeah, if you got a famous podcast, you can get those all day. But yeah, most people can't.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure none of those have ever been used in a crime. And also, I think they weigh about 10 to 15 pounds.
That ain't shit either.
Have you ever carried around 10 to 15 pounds?
When's the next episode of What's in Drunk's Mouth?
I don't know. We need to do another one of those, don't we?
The audience loved it, and we stopped.
Right.
You have to.
Next week, we will do a second installment of What's in Drunk's Mouth.
If you remind me, I might actually like bring a blindfold.
No, we'll figure something out. You don't worry your pretty head about anything. You just show up and open your mouth. All right. So, Napier, I'm sorry. Paul keeps interrupting.
Unlimited magazines.
I apologize for Paul. He's being very rude.
So, one of the things I keep hearing is, why do you need those? Well, home defense is another one of those things. You have no idea who's going to come into your house, how many of them.
10 isn't enough.
10 is not enough. You have no idea who's going to come into your house, how many they are, if you're going to miss. You have no idea about any of that. So unless you're psychic, you don't really know how much is enough.
So you're going to take out like 8 dudes.
Well, if you have to, you should have the option of being
like
able to.
If it's a pack of ninjas.
How many times is 8 dudes going to break into your house?
It only takes one.
If the Japanese,
but you need 8 shots. How terrible a shot are you? I thought you went to the gun range all the time.
Yeah,
could you imagine?
But if somebody has
trying to split, you know, the
booty from your home,
the booty they get from this place.
But at the same time, just because a guy's a bad shot,
then again, if they stole this computer in here, you know, this has all the hard files.
We'd hate to miss all those gems.
All the rape porn is actually all in the garage.
Well, they would get everything.
Yeah.
So there's probably enough rape porn to go around.
Yeah, they'd have to dig. I don't think they would go to the extent of digging through boxes in the garage.
They'd just take.
I think they're showing up with a U-Haul. If they got 8 of them.
Yeah, if there's 8 of them.
If there's 8 of them, they're taking.
God, they could
everything.
Clean this place out quick, you think.
But at the same time, just because a guy is a bad shot or misses doesn't mean that they should die because of it.
But you're not a bad shot, are you? You go to the range and stuff.
Yeah, but I've never had to actually shoot somebody.
But still,
I have no idea.
It should still take less than 10. If it takes you 10 shots to shoot one dude, you shouldn't even have a gun.
If it takes, yeah, but if on the other side of that, if it does take more than 10, should that person die?
How many times are you shooting this fool? You pop him 4 times in the chest and twice in the head?
Guys. What if there's more? What if
8 fucking guys?
Once again, what if there's more than one? It doesn't matter. 8 dudes, 3 dudes.
What if I reason with them?
What if you just bust out the fist?
I could say, excuse me, sir, but can we sit down and have a discussion about why you're doing this? I mean, do you think that's a valid form of home defense?
You should just get one of those spike balls with the chain.
Being nice to people isn't going to get people out of your home.
No, not necessarily saying being nice, but maybe having a civilized conversation.
I would say no.
Maybe they just didn't, you know, have enough talks.
Well...
Maybe they just want attention. Maybe they just want me to discuss things with them. Maybe they're lost in this crazy, crazy world, you know?
Well, when they're elbow deep inside of you, you can say, sir, hold on. Wait a sec.
Wait.
Let's discuss this.
It's a very hard time for you to say, wait a second. If they're already elbow deep inside of you, it's very hard to object at that point.
Yeah, they're not strippers. They don't care about you schmoozing them. They're there to get what they want. Maybe that's your ass.
Do strippers care if you schmooze them?
Well, no, but they're, you know, they'll sit by you and you buy them drinks.
Actually, I think they're very similar to strippers in that they're there for your money and your valuables. And other than that, they don't give a fuck.
Well, yeah, but I mean, at least they show you their titties, so.
All right, so unlimited magazines.
So unlimited magazines, yes.
Okay.
And whenever you look at these...
Well, you definitely won the over, I think. This is much, much more than I was expecting.
We added a lot to it.
Yeah, we added...
And Tweedledum over there kept ADD and on right. Napier's conversation.
So yeah, that's why you need the unlimited magazines. It shouldn't be up to an arbitrary number about what you should be allowed to own.
What if the arbitrary number was like 30?
It doesn't matter. It's an arbitrary number. Why have an arbitrary number? It doesn't matter what the number is. It's arbitrary.
There could always be an army of Asians coming through yeah. to your house because you've dishonored their family. And you might need, you know, a 100-round magazine.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
They're squirrely.
Because they're both quick and little.
They can dodge.
Right.
Ninjas.
And there was recently a lady who shot a dude 5 times in the head, neck, and chest. And the only reason the cops found him after this guy had broken into her house was that he was swerving his car. The dude lived. He was completely fine. And he took 5 shots to the upper body. Just because you hit a dude doesn't mean they're going to die.
Those bath salts. Bath salts hurt, motherfucker.
Yeah, oh yeah, they are. They will turn you into a zombie.
Well, we are at the halfway point.
I didn't even get through half of this.
I think you should let Napier finish this conversation.
Oh, okay.
No, we can come back.
We're done with unlimited magazines.
Yeah, we're done with unlimited magazines.
Okay, so we'll continue our discussion of Napier's gun talk corner.
Exactly. And if people want to call in and say anything, call the hell in, damn it. Don't be a silent observer.
Do you want to give out the number again?
That's Drunk's job. I can't take his job.
The phone number, if you'd like to talk to Napier about gun control issues, is 309-740-1430.
But when we come back on the world famous Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program.
There are shirts, and then there are shirts from HappyGoatShirts.com. If you're ready for a laugh-out-loud moment every time you get dressed, you need to order one of the outrageous shirts from HappyGoatShirts.com. At HappyGoatShirts.com, you'll find parodies of famous brands and sayings and just plain old funny stuff. They come in adult sizes as well as one-piece shirts for infants. You can even customize your shirts. Go ahead, get your laugh on. Order today at HappyGoatShirts.com.
Robert's got a quick hand. He'll look around the room, won't tell you his plan. He's got a rolled cigarette hanging out of his mouth. He's a cowboy kid. Yeah, he found a 6-shooter gun in his dad's closet, hidden in a box of fun things. I don't even know what. But it's coming for you. Yeah, it's coming for you. Hey? All the other kids with their pumped up kicks, you better run. Better run. Outrun my gun. All the other kids with the pumped up kicks, you better run. Better run. Faster than my bullet. All the other kids with the pumped up kicks, you better run. Better run. Outrun my gun. All the other kids with the pumped up kicks, you better run. Better run. Faster than my bullet. Daddy works a long day. He'll be coming home late. Yeah, he's coming home late. And he's bringing me a surprise. Cause dinner's in the kitchen and it's packed in ice. I've waited for a long time. Yeah, the sleight of my hand is now a quick trigger pull. I reason with my cigarette and say your hat's on fire. You must have lost your wits, yeah. All the other kids with the pumped up kicks. You better run, outrun my gun. All the other kids with the pumped up kicks. You better run, faster than my bullet. All the other kids with the pumped up kicks. You better run, outrun my gun. All the other kids with the pumped up kicks. You better run, faster than my bullet. Seconds. All the other kids with the pumped up kicks, you better run, outrun my gun. All the other kids with the pumped up kicks, you better run, faster than my bullet. All the other kids with the pumped up kicks. You better run, outrun my gun. All the other kids with the pumped up kicks. You better run, faster than my bullet. All the other kids with the pumped up kicks. You better run, outrun my gun. All the other kids with the pumped up kicks. You better run, faster than my bullet.
Yeah, it did. That was really repetitive. Fucking hipsters.
And welcome back to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. Napier, do you... I just wanted to say that I read a really long article earlier today about a blogger in Chicago that was writing a bunch of stuff about Richard Marx.
Yeah.
And apparently Richard Marx Googles himself a lot, and anybody that writes anything bad about Richard Marx, he'll email you and he'll like come after you. Like Richard Marx, he's fucking crazy.
Who's Richard Marx?
You don't know who Richard Marx is?
No.
Richard Marx has like a whole bunch of songs. Give me a Richard Marx song. Somebody help me out here.
I have no idea who you're talking about.
Is it?
I think you made this person up.
No, Richard Marx. He had a bunch of hits. Fuck you guys.
What? If he had hits, why don't you know him?
I can't think of a Richard Marx song right now. But anyway, if you talk about Richard Marx and like you make fun of him and you say his music sucks or something, then he'll come after you. And so I think that if we insult Richard Marx, maybe he'll like call us. We could interview Richard Marx. How cool would that be? You know,
well, I don't know him, so
famous Richard Marx.
Can Paul be a douchebag to him on the phone?
Yeah, Paul would be an incredible. Paul should be the one that says all the bad stuff about him, so that you know I can be nice. I can be the diplomat.
Well, he's pretty much a no talent hack. And, you know,
I'm going to title this episode "Richard Marx is a No Talent Hack."
Yeah, so his music is terrible.
I think I have a Richard Marx Greatest Hits album. I can't believe I can't think of a single Richard Marx song. This is driving me insane.
Do you want me to Google him on
the phone? He did Hazard, right? That was Richard Marx, right? So, na na na, something, something. I swear it's all by the ocean. You know what I'm talking about.
Song. No.
Fuck you guys.
I don't know
Richard
that song.
Marx.
I don't know him.
Worst song ever.
I swear, Captain safe in her sound. Something, something. You, fuck you guys. You know what I'm talking. Okay, but anyway. Yeah. Richard Marx. Remember Richard Marx?
No. First time I don't know this guy.
You've heard this song.
I've never heard this song, Michael.
So you've heard this song, Napier.
What year were you born? 1968.
Song, guys. You're lying if you said you haven't heard this song.
I've never heard this song.
Oh, fuck you guys. Seriously? But yeah, all these songs suck. I don't like these songs at all.
I have heard this song.
Look at Richard Marx. He sucks. He's awful. He should call in and defend
so
himself.
Let him know how much he sucks. All
right, one more, and then I'm done. And then I'm done. No more Richard Marx. Remember this one? This song kicks ass.
Should have known better than to fall in love with you.
This just sounds like...
Richard Marx, guys.
This song might have been in a lot of media.
Oh, okay. But anyway,
yeah. Richard Marx. Your songs are bad, and you should be.
And if you want to debate us on this topic, call into the radio show.
But seriously, like Richard Marx Googles himself like every day, and if you say shit about Richard Marx, he'll come get you. The article was fucking hilarious. Like, they posted, like, his old email. I can't get the Richard Marx song to stop playing. I don't know how to stop it. But anyway, what I was saying is, Richard Marx, like, comes after people who blog about him. And they posted his email, and he's really funny. His insults are very, you know, like, spot on and kind of vicious. And, like, he researches you so that he can, you know, attack you where it hurts. Like, he says you're ugly and your wife's ugly and stuff. I'm sorry, Napier.
So...
Back to Napier.
No, wait, one more second. Would you say you prefer the Richard Marx or the Rick Astley?
Rick Astley's not going to call in here. He's way too big time for us. Richard Marx, however... is a no-talent hack who hasn't been relevant in like 20 years. So he will call.
When's the last time Rick Astley's been relevant?
He's relevant today. He's Rick Astley. Napier, talk about guns. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I just wanted to get that in about Richard Marx.
Well, did anybody see Real Time on Friday?
Yeah.
For the sake of argument, yes, we all saw it.
Does anybody not watch this shit? Am I the only one that watches this shit?
It appears so, big guy.
What is it? I don't even know.
Is that Bill Maher?
Yeah, it's Bill Maher.
No, I didn't watch it.
So he starts going on about how the Second Amendment is about militias, and it's not.
Somebody tweet Richard Marx and tell him we're talking shit about him. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, it's not about militias, and I don't know why people keep bringing this up. It doesn't say you have to belong to a militia. It doesn't say the right of the militia to keep and bear arms. It says people. And I'm not sure why.
Quit slamming your hands on the table.
Oh, my bad. I forgot. You can't
do
that.
He's very
now.
Animated right now.
I know. He's excited.
No, I just need something to do with my hands.
Do you want to join a militia? We can start our own.
A little too overweight for a militia.
We'll be the Florissant militia.
Do they kick people out of a militia? I thought it was any old schlubs they could get.
It's like a moose lodge or a...
I'm pretty sure the Second Amendment does say something about as part of a well-maintained militia.
I believe it.
No, it
you
says
can't
a
be too fucking fat. Is that what it says?
No, it says as part of a well-maintained militia, you know, you can have the right to.
No, well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not
what
be infringed.
What show is this?
Yeah, you what? Said get. You said gun
what
talk.
What show are we doing here?
You said gun talk.
Oh, my God, we're quoting, like, laws?
You said you wanted gun talk.
I'm sorry. Continue.
So, yeah. It doesn't say you have to belong to militia. It doesn't say the militia's right. It says the people's right. There's no militia requirement. It doesn't say you have to belong to a militia.
Then why do they even mention militia? Why is militia even there if it was meant to be disregarded?
It's not disregarded.
Well, how is it not disregarded? If you're saying a militia, you don't have to be part of a militia. The militia means nothing in there.
The Second Amendment is the only one that has, like, a reasoning to it. The reasoning is, and they give it to you, that the militia, while it's important, but the people have the right to keep and bear arms. It's completely separate from the militia.
So last week we're sitting here waiting for the show to start, and we're listening to the side project, which is on before us now from 7 to 8 on RadioFubar.com. And I went in the other room to get a beverage, and while I was gone, Paul went down the list to everyone in their chat room and sent them all Facebook friend requests from my Facebook. And you know, I at first
did you get any feelers or
no? I was kind of irritated. I was like, "That son of a bitch!" You know, he went and got
into my Facebook and desecrated my Facebook and made everybody in the chat room think I'm a creepo. But then I was kind of bummed out that none of them accepted my friend request. It was like, well, fuck you guys. I just wanted to make a connection.
Well, maybe they don't like you.
They don't know who I am,
probably. Well, that's probably why they wouldn't give you the thumbs up.
But yeah, I was irritated that Paul did that. I shouldn't have left it open. It was my fault. I didn't have it open, actually. I guess it just has me logged in all the time. But
well, yeah, if you save your password, it's going to do that. And Paul was right to do it and taught you a lesson about security.
Right.
Well, I believe the thing was you were logged into the chat room via your Facebook. Because he just went through and clicked the names.
No, I wasn't. But, you know, whatever. I'm sorry. Go on with what you were talking about.
So, yeah. The Second Amendment has nothing to do with belonging to a militia. And when Bill Maher kept screaming that, I wanted to yell fuck you into the TV. But then I
called into his program and told him about how much of a douchebag he was.
I don't think they take calls anymore. They used to.
I've never seen the show. I'm just saying.
Oh, they don't do that.
Call CNN or whatever.
You can go to their website. If you go to their website, you can post a question or a comment. And then they get to it after the show on the web. That's not really the same thing. But yeah, they'll maybe answer one or two out of a few hundred that they get a night. So yeah, they probably weren't gonna get to me and my bullshit ass comment. So that's why I'm saying it here.
Sweet.
So that's my forum.
You done?
Okay, there's one more. Lately, there's been people talking about how a majority of Americans want stricter gun control, and they do that with bullshit. Like, oh, do you think that the criminally insane should get guns? Well, nobody's going to say yes to that. And then they tout that little number around by
Can
saying,
criminally
oh.
criminally insane get guns now?
No.
I'd like to say no, but I'm going to have to say maybe.
As long as they pass the background test.
Well, the background check doesn't always include stuff from, like, mental hospitals, so it could. Yeah. As long as they haven't done anything. So, yeah, that's... You playing around with that damn chat. You're going to get us in trouble one day.
Mr. Producer was leaving. I just merely said goodbye.
He said goodbye. He's acknowledging someone in the chat. He's interacting with people in the chat.
We love our fans.
We love our fans.
Or our boss. I'm not sure how that works.
He can be both. There's no reason he can't be both.
He's probably.
We're interacting with our friendly boss.
Yeah.
Yeah, our friendly boss.
Cool. Continue. Ignore Paul. That's what I do.
It's hard to ignore Paul.
It is. Especially when he starts flashing lights in your face.
Yeah, or when he starts typing comments into the chat room and we have to go, no, Paul. No, Paul, don't do
you're
that.
You're getting off topic. You got the stick, baby.
Okay.
The glove,
so,
if you will.
So, yeah, I hate it when they throw around a number that they don't put any context into. And it's rather infuriating. Infuriating. There we go. And I'm sad nobody called in.
Nobody ever calls in.
No one ever calls.
We've had one phone caller in the time that I've been.
We've had two. Mike missed the call.
I didn't miss a call.
Yeah, somebody tried to Skype us one day and
no,
you missed it.
I didn't.
You couldn't get to your iPad quick enough.
So this Notre Dame fella that has the fake girlfriend. Even keeping up with that.
I mean, this talk's a little worn out, but I'm all about this. How long would it take you to figure out that you have a fake girlfriend?
I don't know. I in my life, I've talked to many internet people.
Well, let me put this about a different way.
And I don't know if they were fake or not. I mean, I never physically met them. I am 30% convinced that our number one fan is a dude pretending to be a chick.
That's fine. However,
I mean, do we know it's a chick? How do we know?
Would you ever consider somebody that you talk to on the internet your girlfriend?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I mean, I've maintained internet friendships.
Sure, internet
broads.
Friendships, fine. Internet girlfriend.
While I had girlfriends,
kind of stupid.
Are they sending you booby pictures and vagina pics?
Still, probably wouldn't consider them my girlfriend. Just
that's saying. Not even proof that they're a man. I mean, there's many.
Right. What if you've never seen those
vagina chicks and pictures and whatnot?
I've seen many vagina pictures. If they're bringing in old stuff, I could say no. I've seen those vagina pictures before. That's not you.
You feel you've seen the majority of the internet's vagina pics?
I'm going to go ahead and say yeah.
You've done enough internet browsing for vagina pics that you feel you've seen the majority of them and could recall having seen them.
Yes.
You would say, I recognize that vagina pic. I have seen it before. You got that from X site.
I don't know if I can quote where it came from. But I can quote that I've seen it before.
So here's a question.
You have a photographic vagina memory to where you can recall having seen a vagina in the past.
No, not the vagina, the picture of the vagina. Everything has to be, as it were, like a table in the background. All those little details add up to the memory of the vagina. Not necessarily the vagina itself.
Do you think you could recognize your lady friend's lady parts in a lineup?
You mean
similar?
I think we've had this conversation.
Well, I think we had it the other way around.
If you took pictures of like five vaginas and then said, which vagina is your lady friend's?
You know that, or just like you're in the police interrogation room?
Probably.
Everybody
bottoms
off.
I think I could too.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah. I mean, especially if, you know, it has the same haircut.
Right. I think the haircut, you couldn't change that. But you would get, you know, similar surroundings.
Okay, so you're going to try to trick me.
Well, it would just be similar. You know, like when they put the lineups in the at the police department, it's a bunch of like guys that match the general description.
Right.
So it's not just going to be...
It's not four black guys and a white guy.
Right, obviously. Exactly. So it's, you know, it's going to be similar...
Similar vaginas. Yeah.
Hmm. It's an interesting question. You think you could?
I'm pretty sure.
I'd also say yeah. Yeah, I could.
Do you think that you've watched enough pornography that you could recognize certain women's vaginas by, like, if you didn't see their face and you could only see their vagina, if you could say, oh, I bet that's so-and-so's vagina?
No. I can't give you their name, but I can tell you if I've seen it before.
You don't remember certain people's names and search for them when going to the sites? Like,
no.
Hey, I feel like jerking off to so-and-so today.
No. No. Never.
You don't do that?
Never have.
No, sir.
So I'm the weird one?
Yeah.
Of the four of us, it looks like it.
Sometimes, you know, you search out a certain person. You're like, hey, you know, I kind of feel like watching one of their movie films.
Never occurred to me.
Mm.
No, I mean, isn't the point of porn to get that variety that you may be lacking?
Yeah, you have a variety, but you have... You know, don't you have favorites?
Well, you're going back to the well, you know.
I mean, isn't there certain you know, directors or actors that if they put a new movie out, you know, it doesn't matter what it's about. You're going to go see it because you trust their work.
No, see, when I'm searching, it's more about like genre.
I mean, like if you like Jason Statham movies, you're going to go see a Jason Statham movie when it comes out because you love Jason Statham, and all his movies are exactly the same. You know what you're going to get. And fucking Richard Marx. Like, if you pull up a Richard Marx album...
You know you're going to get
terrible fucking music.
I don't know this person.
So what you getting at here, Michael?
I don't know. You were talking about guessing vagina.
So what you're saying is you watch the same porno over and over and
no,
over.
No, I just... I have...
Favorite actresses.
Favorite actresses.
Do you have favorite actors?
No, I don't.
Because that'd be gay.
Yeah. That'd be pretty gay.
I just love it.
What about Droppin' Loads Dude?
Droppin' Loads Dude? See, you watch the Droppin' Loads Dude on, like, YouTube or something, though.
Because it's funny.
Because it's funny. But, I mean, I don't think I could jerk off to Droppin' Loads Dude.
No. We made a connection.
It'd be too much.
Yeah.
See, I kind of thought everyone browsed porn the same. Like,
were you done talking about guns?
Yeah, sure.
You were?
Yeah.
Because I'm sorry.
I've taken up too much time.
Yeah, I was about to say the whole show is gun talk today.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk about Care Bears, if that's okay.
No one wants to talk about Care Bears.
I kind of want to talk about Care Bears, though.
No.
Because I felt bad for them. Because if you think about it, the picture on their belly that they're born with, like, they have to maintain that personality. You know, they have to play that part in the Care Bear universe based on what the picture on their belly you know, like the guy with the cloud and the stuff, he's got to be grumpy all the time. He can never experience joy because he's got that cloud on his belly, and that's a bummer.
Well, what if that's just who they are, and then the little picture just came out of them?
Do you think the picture comes because of who they are?
Yes.
What if you change? I mean, what if you...
If you're a Care Bear, you can't change, bro.
I mean, like, what if you realize, you know, I'm a grumpy prick all the time. I should make some changes in my life. I should smile more. I mean, does your belly change?
It could, yeah. I mean, it was never brought into the show, but I mean, I would assume so. But, you know, I would assume Care Bears are OCD about what's on their belly.
I felt bad for him because it was on something the other day, and I saw him, and I was like, you know, those poor fucking bastards, they just have to be what they are.
Well, how many people do you know that actually change who they are? Like in your day-to-day life. Like one day this dude that you met was one way, and then a couple years later, completely different dude.
I don't think that's ever happened.
Yeah, probably the same way with Care Bears.
But I'd like to believe that it can.
Yeah, but it doesn't.
I can change.
What are you changing?
You know, my way of doing things.
Which things?
All things.
Well, what's on your belly? If there was a belly picture for Mike, what would the belly picture be of?
I don't know. What's the picture for incredibly fucking famous?
It'd just be the Hollywood sign.
So no.
Napier would have a guy masturbating.
And with one hand and holding like a AK-47 with the other hand.
Oh, and smoking.
While barbecuing.
While barbecuing. And you have to put laziness in there, so just trash everywhere, like
maybe
around the dude.
On a lazy boy, maybe?
Yeah.
Doing all this?
Yeah, and taking a shit. Like, you can't see the shit because, you know, I'm in the lazy boy, but there'll be stink lines.
I think Paul's would be, want just a pot leaf.
Yeah.
Just the pot leaf.
I think yours would be Eeyore.
Eeyore?
Yeah. We used to call his sister.
That's what we call my sister. That's funny. I'm not that down in the dumps, am I?
We talked about the stick figure guys last week.
Which was a hilarious conversation, by the way.
And I thought that it would be funny to purchase 100 stick figure people, just men with knives, and then when you see one of those, just go put the man with the knives next to the family and walk away and see if they even notice. I mean, like, I wouldn't notice right away that, you know, the guy was creeping up behind you with a knife.
Did you order these?
No, but I think I should. And I'm going to start sending them out with, you know, the t-shirts that I give away.
You should give me some and I'll put them on cars and, like, we'll take pictures and put them on the website.
Yeah.
Of, you know, us adding the creepy knife guy.
Would you get in trouble for that?
Maybe. I don't know.
Would that be considered vandalism, you think?
It would be considered creepy as fuck.
How would you even explain that, like, if you were to be caught?
Just like, joking.
I thought it was kind of funny.
No, dude, it peels right off. Hold on. Don't get your panties twisted.
Paul, I know that you're a sports fan. Are you excited about the Super Bowl?
You know, I'm not a big fan of either of the teams.
The first time since 2007 that both coaches are brothers.
Is it really the first time since 2007?
Yeah, Tony Dungy and Lovie Smith. You didn't catch that? They're both brothers.
Oh, I get it.
I saw that on Twitter. Though, and I thought that was funny.
Hilarious. Yeah,
that wasn't my joke. I don't know whose joke it was, but I thought it was funny.
First time I
heard
it.
That's racist.
And I caught it right away.
I don't.
On all days, Michael. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Come on now.
The Arnold Schwarzenegger movie came in 10th place over the week.
Awesome.
10th place. Nobody went and saw it.
Except for you. You went and saw it, didn't you, Michael?
I did not. I kind of want to see it, though.
It seems like a movie that you want to see.
Maybe that's, you know, what everybody said. Everybody said, I kind of want to see that.
Do you want to see it for Arnold or Johnny Knoxville?
I'll see that shit on Cinemax.
Yeah.
Why can't they just call it a Johnny Knoxville movie that Arnold Schwarzenegger makes a small appearance in?
I don't know. I think that, you know, some actors, they have their day as action stars, and then, like, when they get old, they kind of, you know, gracefully age and become great actors. You know, like Paul Newman, did a lot of young, cool guy movies. And then, like, as he got older, he started doing, you know, older guy movies. But I don't think that Arnold's
Paul
Newman's
BA, dude.
Doesn't he make good salad dressing?
Yes. Delicious.
Yeah, I think so.
Delicious.
But I don't know if you know, Arnold is going to, you know, be like a, you know, like an old guy that makes movies. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it.
Well, what was that? Bruce Willis does.
Shooting an arm cannon at you.
He was Mega Manning you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Why?
Because it's funny.
Because you're boring me.
Speaking of movies that
at least I moved the show along.
Speaking
damn it.
Of movies that bombed, if Hansel and Gretel this next weekend makes $5,
yeah.
It's a crime.
Well, I will
that
say
movie
this.
Should not make a dollar. Shame on you if anyone goes and sees that movie.
When you have a hot chick in a movie along with a dude who's not bad looking, you're assuming they're fucking.
You want to fuck Jeremy Renner, don't you?
I was about to say.
In the mouth.
Did you hear what I said?
The one caveat to that is Jeremy Renner is badass.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he's gay.
Have you seen that new Bourne movie?
He's a gay, though.
Super
is
badass.
Is he really a gay?
Movie.
He's a gay, yeah. He takes his mom to premieres and stuff. Which, I mean, there's nothing wrong with being a gay.
Like, does he take it?
But
the
it's
poop?
Like, you know, the broad...
Is he a pitcher or a catcher?
The broads are all like, ooh, I want to go see
I would
Jeremy
assume
Renner.
He's a
you
pitcher.
Don't want to go see Jeremy Renner because he's a gay.
He's a gay.
He's one of the gays.
Why don't the gays just fuck chicks in the ass?
Because they like hairy ass.
And we can find like an Italian chick.
And wieners. Yeah.
Why can't you just have sex with dudes in the butt? It's like a vagina.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I do.
But seriously, I want to know what Hollywood executive, they came in and they pitched a movie. They're like, look, guys, what we need is a Hansel and Gretel movie. And they're like, yes.
And not for kids.
Yes, I will give you millions of dollars to make a movie about kids that go to a candy house and a witch tries to eat them. And they say, no, no, we're not making that movie. We're going to make like a vampire hunter movie, only it's going to be witches and adults in leather. But we're going to call it Hansel and Gretel.
Well, Van Helsing made money.
I'm sure you'll catch it eventually, though.
Van Helsing was a bomb, wasn't it?
No, they made money. I don't know. I don't think they made a lot of money, but it made money. Made its money back.
On Reddit, they had a picture that was circulating around about a guy who took a picture of his Subway footlong that was only 11 inches long, and he wrote, "Subway, please respond."
Why?
And it caught fire, and everybody was reposting.
Yep.
That was you, wasn't it?
Yeah. No, that's Napier.
Did Paul, did you call Napier to...
No, that'd be too genius.
It caught fire, and everybody's taking pictures of their 11-inch Subway sandwich.
Are they all 11 inches?
They want refunds for 1 inch of sandwich, and it's false advertising. And I hope anyone who actually did that dies in a fire.
That's kind of brutal.
It would be deserved. Well deserved, in fact.
How about a drowning or a car accident?
That 1 extra inch is
in
important, Mike.
A fire.
The 1 extra inch makes all the difference.
What a waste of time.
My lady friend says the extra inch adds all the difference.
You catch that?
Sure.
How do you feel about that joke?
What?
Do you think...
No, that was a horrible joke.
You think that was good?
Yeah, that made absolutely that made no sense.
I mean, it worked. I mean, I understood what you were saying, and I guess as a joke, you know.
She does not think the extra inch makes all the difference. That's not what she said.
And she calls you a jerk. Jerk.
See, one person actually left the chat room because that joke sucked so much. One person was in the chat room and heard
that
joke.
Well, that was Mr. That was Mr. Producer. He had to leave anyway.
He had to go to sleepy sleep.
Yeah.
What are we looking up here, Michael?
Oh, we got a call on Skype and I missed it.
Ah!
Who called?
Usual.
Call him back.
I'm sorry.
I'm not.
They probably want to talk about guns.
It looks
let
like
him, let them talk about guns.
It looks like it was a while ago.
While ago.
This is the second time. You have one job. You have one job. God damn it.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
We could have had fun times.
You think?
We could have had a conversation. We could have made a new friend. Now we can't have friends, Mike.
I'm sorry.
You're the reason people don't like us.
I'm sorry.
Somebody called me an asshole yesterday as I was driving by, and I'm blaming you for it.
Why? What did you do?
I don't know.
You cut him off?
No, he was just walking down the street.
And he called you an asshole?
Yeah.
Like he yelled at your car?
Yeah.
While he was on foot?
Yeah.
And you run his ass over.
I was
Fuck that
driving
guy.
By
you
him.
You should have gotten out your AK and shot him in the face.
I don't drive around with an AK.
You should.
That's a good point.
If you don't mind, Michael, I got one thing.
Oh, you did?
I do have one thing.
You had to write down your one thing?
Yes.
Okay.
It's kind of long, one thing. It's not as long as Napier's one thing.
Did you? Oh, my God. You wrote like two pages.
It's front and back.
You're going to read a whole thing?
Yes.
Okay. Everybody shut up. Drunk has something to say.
So as most of the audience knows, we're a bunch of nearly 30-year-old white people from the suburbs.
I actually am 30.
Okay, well, one 30-year-old and three nearly 30-year-old
okay.
white men from the suburbs. In the last couple of weeks, we were talking about ratchet hoes. I have the definition of the word ratchet.
Oh, you looked it up?
Yeah. Okay. Well, Urban Dictionary.
Okay.
Would you like to hear it?
Yes, I would.
All right. Ratchet. I got a couple. There's like three definitions. Okay.
Okay.
A diva, mostly from urban cities or ghettos, that has reason to believe she is every man's eye candy. Unfortunately, she is wrong. Typical signs include, but are not limited to, owning a BlackBerry, blaring anything by Drake, 2 Chainz, Nicki Minaj, Gucci Mane, Waka Flocka, Lil Wayne, T-Pain, Kelly Swag District, or any other garbage entertainment rapper.
Cali Swag District? I've never heard of that.
I've never heard of half of those people, so...
Okay.
Rowdily quotes lyrics from the aforementioned artists. Has a weave reminiscent of a bird's nest after the tempest hit it in the tree. Hold on. And it is dyed 3 times. So triple colored weave.
So 3 different colors?
Yes.
Okay.
Wears torn leggings, stockings, mostly of the fishnet variety, unpolished 8-inch heels or higher, fitted jeans.
Unpolished. Okay.
Because if they were polished, she would not be ratchet.
Okay.
Yes.
Do all of these need to be true, or is it like any
no,
of them?
No, just...
Okay.
Yes. Fitted jean jacket to accent the blubber around their arms and stomach, and 4 layers of makeup so they can go out clubbing. Repeatedly uses ludicrous terms such as YOLO, swag, boost, beaking, dough, really, nah, actually, twerk, coaster, and dagga.
Was swag in there?
Yes.
Dagga?
Swag
was in there.
Yeah.
Dagga?
There's one thing that needs to die, and that's fucking YOLO. YOLO needs to fucking die. I hate everything about that damn saying. Please continue.
Are commonly overweight and are...
Motherfucker.
And are mind-numbingly stupid and safe to assume they are uneducated. Definition number 2.
Oh, that was all the first definition?
That was the first definition.
That's a whole lot.
Yeah, that's a good first definition.
Okay.
Definition number 2, adjective. A term for someone who is either 1, a whore, 2, dirty or nasty, 3, ghetto as hell, 4, being annoying, 5, busted. Example, a whore or prostitute walks by, the friend's like, she mad ratchet, and the other friend, I know, ew.
I think I'm more confused now than I was before as to what a ratchet hoe is.
This is probably the best definition for you.
Oh, you weren't done yet?
Saved the best for last.
Definition number 3.
Okay.
Ratchet. Deserved from the word wretch. Poor, despicable, inferior, pitiful.
See, that's pretty good.
Ratch is a noun. The girl thinks she's hot, but she's actually ugly and unflattering. Probably being sloppy and obnoxious. Has a big attitude. Ratchet is an adjective. Not on point. That is
YOLO.
YOLO.
God damn.
That is the definition of ratchet, Michael.
Swag, swag, swag.
I like swag. I'll do the swag. In fact, I say swag when it's inappropriate. Like, oh shit, my car's on fire. Pfft, swag. Well, see you in hell, faggots.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Every Monday night at 9-8 Central at RadioQBar.com. Find us on iTunes and rate us 5 stars. Call us at 314-266-WFOD and leave a message that may get played on the air. Visit us at WFODix.podbean.com. Follow us on Twitter at WFODix. Join our board at WFODix.boards.net and remember to always say please and thank you. Go and wash up. You have been a dirty, dirty girl.
Go on. You're free. Go on. Go on, get out of here. Listen to me. Go, go! 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 Go on! Go! Listen to me! Go! Get out of here! Go! Go on! Get out of here!